Kia ora e te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millennia. Welcome back to a new podcast episode. I am literally so excited for today's podcast because today I'm going to be sharing with you all a story of how I made $67,000 within 3 months. But not only that, how you can achieve the exact same, because I used to watch all of these videos and it was like, oh, that's cool, but like, how do I do that? How can I make this my reality? And today I'm here to teach you the same. If you're new here, welcome to the Māori Millennia podcast. This podcast is all about money mindset, it's about energetics, it's about starting a business and growing it to be able to live the life of your dreams, because that's what I literally believe in. Business has transformed my whole entire life. And if you've been following me since the beginning, you will know how much my life has changed. I used to be an unconfident, over, like, literally, everything in my life sucks, to be honest. I didn't even enjoy my life. And now I get to literally do, it blows my mind how quickly your whole entire life can change. I work for myself full time. I get to do whatever I want to do every single day. I get to serve people. I get to help people to achieve this as their dream life. And I just have so much fun doing it. Like, I used to hate Sunday nights because that meant that work was starting on the Monday. And now I literally love them because I get so excited for the mahi that I get to do and helping other people make this their life of their dreams also. So let's just get straight into it because we don't need to talk that much, but I just wanted to give you guys like a little bit of a recap of today. So today was really cool. So I actually woke up a little bit later than I usually would because last night I was over at Hannah's house from the PFP Posse. If you guys listened to her episode, that was really awesome. Her sharing her journey in entrepreneurship, which was just amazing. But we had dinner together with her whānau, which was just so cool. So I got home quite late in the night, actually. So I actually slept a little bit later because I am an angry person if I don't have my full 8 hours. Sometimes I need nine. I'm just like that. And like, so I just like to just, I just change my alarm if I have gone to bed late because I prioritize sleep. Anyway, so I got up a little bit later today and went to the gym, did my morning routine as I always do, did my journaling, did my meditation, all of that. And then I was actually off to a high or an intermediate, sorry, to go and do some speaking. I love being able to inspire rangatahi because for me growing up, I never got to see someone who was Māori working in this kind of space of like business entrepreneurship. And this was my dream. This is literally what I've always wanted to do. And I never got to see, like, I saw a lot of non-Māori doing this, but I never saw Māori. So I just love being able to help our rangatahi to be able to, like, if they can see me, the goal is like maybe they're going to believe that they can do this too. So I literally don't care how many people, liked what I was speaking about. If there's just like one person who can come away from today and is like, oh my gosh, this is what I'm going to do. So same goes with this podcast, actually. So today I'm going to be sharing with you all a little bit about how to actually scale your business and how you can achieve everything that you wanted in life. So I have always wanted to make bank. Like, this has been the dream, and it's like, I wanted this for so long, but for so long I also wasn't investing in myself. I never paid for a coach. I didn't, like, I literally thought that that was just too expensive. That was something that I couldn't do. And so I never did. I put it off. It wasn't that I didn't have the money. I had the money, but I was spending it on things that I didn't need, like vaping, like takeaways, like shopping, like buying new clothes, like all of those random things that I really, really weren't adding much value to my life, actually any value at all. They were actually taking it away. When I could have actually just invested in a coach and a mentor and someone who was going to help me to literally live out the life of my dreams. When I finally invested in a coach, everything changed. Like, literally everything changed. My coach taught me how to heal my mindset, how to become unstoppable, how to have so much confidence, how to be able to just literally live the life that I want to live. And it wasn't until she helped me do these things that I started to feel so much more freedom and fulfillment in my work because, like, I just literally trust the universe. It's like, whatever is meant for me will never pass me. And I know that this sounds all delulu. And I used to think, I literally told her she was delulu. I told her she sounds like she lives in fantasy land and this isn't real. But the reality is that it's literally real. There are people literally making so much money, and I'm here to teach you how you can make this your reality as well. So one kind of thing that I want to reflect to you is, like, if you said that you wanted to be a doctor, but you refused to go to university, like, everyone would tell you you're dumb. Like, if you want to be a doctor, you have to go to university to become a doctor. So why is it that you can say you want to earn lots of money, but then you refuse to get a coach? You refuse to actually hire someone who's going to teach you how to do that. Because if you really want it, you would actually just, that's just the next step. Like, duh, that's what you have to do. And so I just want to reflect that on, like, to you. The other thing is, like, when you're wanting to increase how much revenue your business is making, there are two parts of this. There's the mindset and there's the strategy. Most people in business have some kind of strategy of how they're making money, but what they don't have is the mindset of success. They're so clingy when it comes to money, like, oh my gosh, I hope someone buys this. Oh my gosh, I hope that this, works. I hope that this is like the thing. And it's like, that is not doing business from a grounded state, which is where we see the most results. Like, from an energy of like, I hope that I can serve as many people as I can. Because that's what I'm doing. It's like, I literally, the whole vision of this business is to help serve as many, many people as I can, because I know how hard it is to get started in your business journey, and to actually not know how to do it, not have anyone who you can ask for help, not know how you can change your life. And that's why I started this business, was to help other people. So from that, it's like, that's just naturally what I do. I try and provide as much value as I can to everyone who listens to these podcasts, who watches my social media content, because that is what I want to do. And as a natural byproduct of that, I'm able to generate money. So the same goes for you. It's like, how are you providing value to people's lives? How are you actually changing lives? Because that's how you make money. That's just like how it is. You can't make money unless you're actually providing value. Like, today in my talk with the intermediate, I shared with them, like, businesses solve problems. If you're not solving problems, you're not making money, because the whole purpose of business is to solve problems. People don't pay you just because. People pay you because you're solving a problem for them. So if you want to make more money, you need to solve more problems. You need to solve them in a better way if you want to increase your income. And so how I did it was, I actually started solving problems for people. Like, I was doing that before, but in a different kind of way. And it's like, the best way you can increase your income is to have an income stream which is automated and that does not require your time and your energy, but you're still able to provide that transformation. So if you've been following me for a long time, I previously did an online course which was like live, and I would sit there teaching people. And that was lovely, and I loved it, and I love being able to meet everyone. But the reality is that my time is limited. And if you want to increase how much money you're making, you need to be able to have passive income streams. So that's why, well, one of the reasons why I wanted to create Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week online money mindset, money management program, because it means that people don't need, like, and there's two parts of this. One is that my time is limited. And so if I was to sit on Zoom calls for 12 weeks, teaching people things, that is time that I could be spending in another area of the business, creating more value for people. And the other side of it is also, like, it is so, and I found this doing the other course, it's so hard to find a time in the day that works for everyone, because everyone has different schedules. Like, some people are working late, some people have kids and they need to be, to putting the kids to bed late. Like, it changes for every single person. And so that makes it easier for people to access. So that's a really cool thing about that. And with creating a program that is there, that is self-paced, that means that that income stream is automated. So I can make money regardless of, what time I'm spending on it. Like, the time that I spend on it is on marketing it and selling it. So that means that I can bring extra money in. And that is how I was able to generate, a lot of money there. That's not the only income stream of the business, though. So that's just like one thing that I wanted to share. If you really want to, like, increase your income, how can you make money without having to spend your time on it? How can you create something that's automated, that is there, that does not require you, your person, to be there? And here's the thing, right? I love doing in-person stuff. I love, like, going and coaching people in person, doing workshops and all those things. And it's amazing for like a high ticket thing. But in order to like build that income stream, you can't do it by always requiring your person, like as in you, in that space. So I want you to be like creative about how you can actually automate an income stream, how you can create a passive income stream within your business. So that was awesome, the launch of that, which was able to just help me to literally quantum leap to the income that I wanted. And the other part of it is that, like, a new income it requires a new level of you. So there were people that were like, what is this? Like, literally, if you go on TikTok, you can read the comments. People are like, this is a scam, this is stupid, you know? And it's like, being able to make this level of money requires being able to hold people's projections, because not like we live in New Zealand, there is so much tall poppy syndrome everywhere. Like, not everyone is happy for you to succeed, and that's just the reality. And it's like, if you want to succeed, you have to be okay with the fact that some people aren't going to be happy for you. Some people are gonna like literally try and tear you down, and that's just fine. That's beautiful, actually, because if I wasn't doing cool things, then no one would want to, you know? It's like having that mindset of like, actually, everything is perfectly fine. People can hate me, I don't care. People can leave mean comments on my TikToks. Like, cool. That means that I'm important. Because you wouldn't do that if, you know, like I just want you to like really think about the things that you're thinking in your mind, the thoughts that you're putting within your mind, because whatever you think, whatever you say, that will become your reality. So, for example, back in the day, people used to leave hate comments on my posts, and I used to spend so much time and energy responding to them. I would respond to them, and I would reply to them, and I would like try and bully them, because I was actually hurt that they were bullying me. And then the bullies 10x, like I just got more and more and more and more and more bullies. And I was like, where are they all coming from? Until I stopped for a moment and I was like, hang on a second. I'm literally feeding them. I'm feeding the bullies by responding to them. So I made a decision one day that I wasn't going to give one more hater one more piece of me. And I stopped replying to them. When they leave comments, I either just leave them there or I delete them and block them, because from a psychological perspective, you're more likely to think something negative if you see someone else writing it. So now what I do is I actually just block them and delete the comment. And guess what? I get hardly any haters. Like, it's only really like when I'm in the news that I do. And it's like, cool. I'm occupying your brain space. Like, it really doesn't, like, it's not that impressive, bro. Come on. And I always say this. The funny thing is that the two things that people bully me about are that I'm not a millionaire yet and that I'm fat. And it's like, I've lost 60 kgs. I've made 67K in 3 months, and I know I'm not a millionaire still. But it's like, one day I will be a millionaire, and one day I will be an average size. What are you going to bully me about then? I've just realized I'm like getting so sidetracked, but I just feel like this stuff's important. Like, I need you to have the mindset of success. The mindset of success is like, who the hell cares? People will only bully you if you're doing cool stuff. So when you're wanting to make more money, you have to be able to hold people's projections. When you want to make more money, a whole new level of you is required. So that means that you need to be able to have a whole new level of self-trust, that you know what you're doing and that you're going to be able to navigate whatever situation you're going through with ease, with like literally so much power, because you're incredible, you're amazing. And it's like, if you want to reach a new level in business, you're going to have a whole new level of thinking. And this is where I come in, because I know how hard it is to do this when you're by yourself, when you don't know these mindset things, these strategy things, and you're just like, how the hell do I do it? You see all these people making money online, and it's like, how can I have that too? You need someone in your life who's going to actually be there for you, who's going to help you, who's going to be there to answer your questions. And that is literally what I'm doing. So I don't know if you've heard of this, but Brown Business Besties is my closest proximity offer, where you get to bring forward any questions, any mindset things, any strategy things that you're navigating in business and life. And I get to offer my expertise, my coaching to support you and help you navigate that. Because I know firsthand how literally business sucks when you don't have someone helping you. I remember struggling. Like, I was like, how am I making money? And it was so inconsistent. It was so all over the place. And it wasn't until I actually got coaching and mentorship that I started to feel confident. I started to feel like everything was going to be okay, because results started happening. And everything in my life shifted. I was able to become so consistent, so disciplined, so uncaring of what anyone has to say about me in a negative light, like, and be able to hold other people's projections. That's a big part of this, because not everyone wants to see you win. And I'm talking about like your family, your friends. Not everyone wants to see you win. And that's just part of it. Part of increasing your income, part of achieving the dreams that you want to in life, is actually accepting that not everyone wants that for you. And that's perfectly fine. That's okay. They don't have to because you want it, and that's enough. If you want more in your life, you don't have to, you do not need validation from your partner, from your family, from your friends that that is okay to have. It is because you want it. And when you start to actually believe in yourself and trust yourself that whatever you want is perfectly fine and you deserve it. Like you can actually get what you want in life if you're willing to put in the work, you're willing to invest your time, energy, money into yourself, you can make that a reality. But you have to actually decide that that's what you're going to do and you're going to stop at nothing in order to achieve that. So what is Brown Business Besties? This is a group coaching offer. So we have 2 monthly calls where you get to bring forward any questions, anything that you're navigating in business. The other really cool thing about this is that you also get access to Te Tiriti Haukura, which is my 12-week money mindset, money management business program, where you get to learn how to start a business, how to scale a business. And throughout this, you get to have my support in whatever you're navigating. So you get to bring the questions, bring the things that you're going through to our coaching calls, and I get to help you because it sucks doing this alone. So you don't have to. I know how hard it is, but I'm here for you and I want to help you. And I literally just want to see you win. I want to see more Māori businesses, more Pacifica businesses, more brown businesses out here because we have the solutions to the problems of this world, but we need to be able to actually create businesses that are able to show that to the world. And I want to help you to being able to do that as well. So I've got all of the information for Brown Business Besties down in the description below. I've also got the information for Te Tiriti Haukura if you're not quite ready for Brown Business Besties. The really cool thing about this is that if you invest in Te Tiriti Haukura, you will get that investment back into Brown Business Besties. So you'll get $500 off of Brown Business Besties if you sign up for Te Tiriti Haukura. So what I mean by that is if you sign up for this now and say, in a month or in a couple of months, then you're like, okay, I'm ready for Brown Business Besties. You can use that $500 to put towards Brown Business Besties, which is just phenomenal. All right. That's amazing. So either way, if you're not ready for Brown Business Besties, kei te pai tērā, but I know you will be soon if you take Te Tiriti Haukura because you're just going to learn the skills that you need to be able to get ready for that. I've got all of the information in the description below. If you've got literally any questions whatsoever, please just send me a message on Instagram at Māori Millionaire with one underscore. Be careful, there's so many scammers out there. I'm not a scammer. Send me a message. What they do is they change one letter in my Instagram name, and it will be Māori Millionaire but with one L or something like that, and it's hard to tell, but they try and sell you a crypto course or some random stuff. I don't do crypto, so I don't know anything about that. But just be careful out there, please. But yeah, I just want you to know that if you want to reach the things that you're wanting to reach in business, this is going to require you to step up. You can't have everything in life. You can't have the fun times and then also be you can have everything in life in the light of when you do the work. When the work is done, you can have it all. But you can't just be sitting here wanting to go to parties all the time, wanting to spend all your money on vaping takeaways, all of the things, but then also wanting to make 50K a month. That's not how it works. You have to actually invest in yourself. So all of the information is in the description below. If you've got any questions, please send me a message. But I hope you're all having an amazing, amazing day, and I cannot wait to hear from you. If this landed in any way, please send me a message on Instagram if you enjoyed it. Share this to your story. I would love to help you. But yeah, that's us for today, and I hope everyone has an amazing rest of their day. All right, ka kite.